Yes, sir.
I think you mentioned yesterday that you used to chop cotton. Is that right?
Yeah, we used to chop cotton.
Now, when you say chop cotton, what does that mean?
It means when you sow this cotton, it's just a straight row, and you go in there and make it a whole distance apart, then you know, you chop it, you cut out some of it, thin it out. But when you plant the cotton, you don't plant cotton like 10 hills. You sow it, you know, and the whole row will come up. And you go in there when it gets... My daughter was born the 6th day of May, and it was, our cotton was ready to be chopped thin. It actually gets so high, you know, you don't think no more it's going to die. You go in there and chop it out. And just leave you a good span, we call it.
Well, what kind of grass would you chop out of a cotton field, you know?
Well, now, you chop it, you get all the grass out when you chop it. But then later, you go back and you hoe it the next time. You don't cut out that cotton. You just hoe the weeds and the grass out of it.
Do you have trouble with Johnson grass around here?
And Bermuda and all kind of grass, I suppose. We never did raise a lot of cotton. We raised a little. That's a money crop, and my husband always worked. So he had stock, and so he usually raised feed mostly. We have a little cotton. We never did that too much.
We're talking about cotton. What would you call the place where you can grow your cotton? You say you're growing it.
Cotton field.
Now, is there anything like the field, maybe, except maybe a little bit smaller, where you might say
cotton patch?
So a patch is smaller than a field?
Yeah, a patch is smaller than a field.
Talk about fences. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you know, these things that you string the wire across, you call those the...
Post.
And the thing that you dig the holes with?
Post hole diggers.
You ever had to use one of those?
I have never used one.
Is that right?
They got one on a truck. They cleaned out a spring the other day.
Oh, yeah.
They used the post hole digger to clean the spring out.
Let me ask you, have you ever seen any kind of fences or walls around here that were made out of loose stone or rock, anything like that?
A fence or wall? No, sir, I don't believe.
Nothing like that.
I don't believe I've seen that one.
I saw something like that, I think, you know, up in around the mountains, around Fayetteville.
Yeah.
It seemed like, up in that area, Bantington.
No, I haven't seen it on that.
What would most people around here say their best dishes are made out of? You know, dishes like they might have got for a wedding and used for company or
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that a farmer might use to try to get a hen to fool a hen to lay?
Oh yeah, an artificial egg. And be sure you want, you know, you leave a nest egg. And my mother would use it to take a piece of color or something and color it, you know. And use it for a nest egg if she didn't have those artificial eggs. Because if you're not careful, you go back every day, you put around and get a nest egg, and it wouldn't be good to eat, you know. You got to have something in there that you know that's... Hey, we used to raise chickens here. And that for our own use.
I think I did this yesterday, but, you know, if you were going to milk your cow, the thing that you'd take along with you to catch the milk in?
A milk bucket.
A bucket.
A milk pail.
A pail. So bucket, pail, the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, bucket, pail, the same thing.
What do you usually think it's being made out of?
Well, I had milk in just a 10-pound lard bucket. But then you can buy the gallon buckets that's made out of, I guess they're made kind of out of aluminum or something or tin.